perhaps after yesterday's gospel, the story of the Magi, today's gospel might not seem nearly as interesting. Today's gospel from the early part of Matthew tells us about Jesus going to Galilee in fulfillment of a prophecy. He does a ministry of preaching and healing, and people come from all over. And so it strikes us as maybe there's something powerful about it, but it's not nearly as interesting as a story of the Magi. It's not particularly moving, I don't think. I don't think many people would choose this gospel as their favorite passage in the whole Bible. Some people would say yesterday's gospel is the favorite, but this one might strike us as, well, kind of generic. Jesus did a lot of good things for a lot of people. That's what it sounds like. He went to a lot of places. He did a lot of good things. He healed a lot of people. And as good as that is, it just doesn't grab us as being all that inspiring. Now, that's, of course, a dangerous attitude to take when you're talking about the Word of God. The Word, the inspired Word, is charged with divine power. So every gospel has power to transform us, heal us, this one included. But I'm just cautioning us, after having a couple of weeks of very interesting, beautiful gospel stories, some of the most famous stories of Jesus' birth and infancy, and then the story of the shepherds and the story of the Magi, this one might not stand out. To get the depth of what is being given to us today, it's important for us to put it in its proper context. This is not just another gospel passage. This is the gospel passage chosen for the day after Epiphany, for the week of Epiphany. As I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, we're in the third part of the Christmas season now, the last section, the time between Epiphany and the baptism. So from yesterday up until Sunday, 8 days to celebrate Epiphany. Epiphany meaning manifestation. 8 days to celebrate God revealing himself in the world. So this gospel is a gospel about God revealing himself in the world. Jesus making himself known as a light to the nations, shining on people who were sitting in darkness. Jesus establishing the kingdom. Jesus bringing divine power for healing, bringing the light of truth. It's an extraordinary moment of revelation of God present among his people. What we're doing here is we're opening ourselves to the fuller picture of what the Christmas season is about. It seems to most people by now that Christmas is over, and even in the Christmas season, we are not going to read any more passages about Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes. We're not going to read any more passages about his infancy, no more shepherds or magi or anything. All the Gospels of this week are taken from Jesus' public ministry, Jesus as an adult manifesting God in the world. It's true that we will have at least two more occasions to reflect on Jesus' childhood. The Feast of Santo Niño comes up in a couple of weeks, and that's a reminder to us of the Christmas mystery. And then the Feast of the Presentation, about a month from now, is another account of Jesus in his infancy. But aside from those, we're focusing now on Jesus in his adult, his public ministry. The message of Christmas, that God is with us, that God has become man, as it sinks into us, as it sinks into our hearts, keeps surprising us, because God just doesn't do things the way we would expect. We had a taste of this yesterday. The Magi, men of high learning and wealth and power, come looking for a king. They're probably expecting a king in a royal setting. But they don't find him in the place you would expect to find a newborn king. They find him in the stable, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, they discover that that's how the king of the Jews has decided to come into the world, and they rejoice and they offer him their most precious gifts. But it's still a surprise. It's a familiar story to us, but it's still a surprise that God, if he's going to come at all, would come in such an insignificant, poor way. This contradiction is everywhere in the Gospels. It's in today's Gospel too. Jesus hears John has been arrested and he withdraws. Okay. You say, okay, he doesn't want to be arrested. Well, he's God in the world. He doesn't have to be afraid, and he's not afraid. He doesn't go marching into Jerusalem and manifesting his healing power to impress everybody. He goes to the edges, to the Galilee of the Gentiles. He goes to the people living in darkness. And he goes all around Galilee, not around Judea, all around Galilee, in places that no one expected the Messiah to go there. And he spends his time dealing with the most wretched, the lunatics, the possessed, the paralytics. Not with the high and mighty, the educated and the wealthy, with the people in need. So what I'm saying here is we have to keep opening ourselves to being surprised at the ways of God. He just doesn't work the way we would expect. He doesn't work the way the world works. Today's first reading brings up again the contrast between the ways of God and the ways of the world. Those who belong to the world look to us like they are the ones in power. The world looks down on the gospel and on the idea of ministry to the most wretched people or going to the fringes of society. The world just doesn't think like that. And it can seem to us that the world does have all the power. Those who actually influence the course of history, it looks to us, are the people with the money and the position. But St. John reminds us that what's important here is to believe and to obey the commandments. Believe in the name of his Son and love one another. That's what's really powerful, faith and love. The world, which does not acknowledge the ways of faith and love, does not acknowledge Jesus. John says here, I can't see the passage, excuse me. Yes, you belong to God, children, meaning we don't belong to the world, and you have conquered them, for the one who is in you, that's God, that's the Holy Spirit, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. This is the surprise, that what the world thinks of as powerful and influential is not the most powerful. The one who is in us is more powerful. And because he is in us, we have a power that surpasses worldly power. Doesn't look like it. It looks like we're as weak as an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes. If Jesus submitted to being weak, well, so must his followers accept this appearance of radical weakness and poverty. And also believe, this is where faith comes in, to see with eyes of faith that the real power at work is the power of God, and He prefers to work in hidden ways. So as we go through this week of Epiphany, we're going to see many manifestations of God, many epiphanies, but they will all be in some ways surprisingly hidden, secret. The world doesn't pay attention, even though they really are impressive. Miracles, healings, multiplication of food, walking on water, and all the things we're going to see this week, very impressive, but the world is not impressed. So let us not take the attitude of the world, but take the attitude of those who believe and those who love.